My name is Kelly Manning and I'm from Mardella. This is about my sixth camp. It's just so friendly orientated and you learn lots, meet good people.
And what would you say to the average city kid who's on school holidays now, sitting, you know, at home watching telly, playing with an iPhone or something? This looks like a lot of fun.
Come and try it. Might like it.
Well, some kids might spend their school holidays glued to their screens and smartphones. West Australia's next generation of beef producers have had their hands full at a junior cattle handlers course. Hello, I'm Anthony Pansia at the Brunswick Showgrounds in the southwest corner of the state. More than 100 young people have settled in with their stud animals for a three-day camp. Some are here for the first time, others are regulars, but they're all keen to learn more about their cattle and the industry they want to be involved in.
Yeah, my name's Lachlan Fry. I'm the chairman of the WA Youth Cattle Handlers Camp. And basically it's showcasing for the young people of the industry an opportunity to learn new skills about the cattle industry and hopefully show that enthusiasm to want to be a part of the agriculture industry in the future. I guess that's what we're trying to do, really help develop that passion and nurture them so that they're going to hang around in our industry, which I think is a really important thing to do.
So where are some of the kids from and sort of what ages are we talking?
Yep, so the ages we're talking from as young as 8 up to 25 years. A lot of them come from the agricultural schools and we've got young people coming from as far as Esperance, which is great, and also local people from the southwest, some of the sons and daughters of stud people and also commercial people. And I guess at the end of the day we're just really trying to encourage these young people to keep an interest in the cattle industry and be a part of ag in the future. That's our main priority. So they'll learn about structure of an animal, what makes up a good animal structure wise. They learn a little bit about junior judging, how to judge an animal, how to parade an animal in the show ring. But also very targeting the commercial side of it as well. And
it also looks like it's going to be a very hands-on 3 days. So should we go and get hands-on or?
Sure, we can go and have a look for sure.
Your name is?
Amanda Kavanagh Quilty.
And so why have you come here?
I've come to learn more about my cows because I'm very interested in agriculture and I'd like a future for when I'm older. This is my fourth camp that I've been to, so I've been to a few now.
What do you enjoy doing at the camps?
Well, you learn so many different skills like how to tie knots, but my favourite is probably the competition at the end of the camp.
Competition in?
Leading them. So, like, walking around and showing the judge your attention and how well you can handle the animal. Yeah, it's a great atmosphere to be around and so much better than being in the city. Yeah.
So, I'm Ellie McKenney. I'm starting up at Muresk and I'm 19. This is my second cattle camp. I'm looking at staying in the industry and getting my own stud off the ground. Absolutely, thoroughly enjoy it. And there's a lot of people who don't know what goes on behind the scenes in what goes into their beef burger, and it's pretty important stuff, and it's really interesting, and the technology that goes into it. And little events like these are a really great way for people to start getting into finding out more about it.
Jake.
Where are you from, Jake?
I'm from Capel.
And how old are you?
I am 8.
I saw you sort of mucking around with the straw here. What are you doing here? What's this little job?
We're making the cow's beds.
That's pretty exciting. How do you make a cow's bed?
You get some straw and you just spread it around until it's flat and fluffy.
It looks pretty comfortable.
Not really.
Is this where the kids are also sleeping tonight? Or?
No, just the cows.
All right, boys. We're looking at a couple of cows. These are your cows too, I understand.
Yes, they are.
What can you tell us about them? Perhaps most importantly, what are their names?
This is Kaleidoscope and the other one's Lucky.
What breed of cow is that?
Charolais.
Was he right?
Yes.
So what can you tell us about these two?
They're very quiet and they're very good, structured and all of that stuff.
Do they also feel like pets to you as well?
Yes, very much so.
And you've got a few more of these back home too?
Yes, we've got 1,000?
No. 1,000?
Maybe. 700.
Have you known them their whole life?
I've known her all my life.
So you would have been there when it was born?
Yes.
Lachlan, just based on that little conversation, they've got a fair bit of knowledge already.
Yeah, they certainly do. And I guess this is another great opportunity for them to be able to further their knowledge. You know, obviously they've learned a bit from their parents or people that they might work for. But again, this is just, you know, to help polish them off and learn those extra things. And as we heard before, you know, some of these kids, it's their fourth camp and they just want to keep coming back and learning more and gaining more and more knowledge. And I think that's fantastic, and it's a great thing for the industry.